Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio today. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to thank you for your patience. I was gone Thursday and Friday, and I ran some shows that had been very popular that you all seemed to really like, and so I reran that with Bill Bullard and with Dr. Pat Michaels, and I thank you for that, and I thought I'd let you know what I got to do. It was kind of a special thing, and it was kind of in the last minute, the last couple of weeks, that actually husband kind of was demanding that I do it, and I'm glad I did. It was an honor. It was an honor. We had a relative on his side of the family that became the commander over the B-2 bomber squadron, and we were invited to the ceremonies of the changing of command, and with that, they had arranged for 2 days of activities and tours for the families that came for this. And so I actually got to sit in the cockpit of a B-2 stealth bomber. And that was it was pretty exciting. I enjoyed it. And then very rare, does anybody get to be in the simulator. So we got to be in the simulator, and yes, I landed safely, the stealth bomber, not without help with the pilot over here telling me what to do. At one point they said, you realize you're only 500 feet from the ground and you still got 5 miles to go to the runway. And so I thought, well, okay, that means they think I should go over the top of these trees instead of through them. So that's what I did. And I did land it successfully, and I was pretty proud of that. But it was a rare opportunity, and it was an honor to meet so many of America's finest. There was a lot of young men and young women on the base there, and it was just really a good time. So I had mixed feelings, and some of these listened to me on a radio station down in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And some of the relatives, and they didn't even know I was on the air there till somebody else told them, are you related to this person? And they go, well, I'm not sure. And this was a few years back. And they realized, obviously you can see they're not close relatives. They were distant relatives, but we've kind of connected and found each other. And so it was kind of an honor for me. And I let them know I had mixed feelings. I said, I want to be here really bad, and that's why I'm here. And they said, who's doing your show? What did you do? And so I had to tell them what I did. But I said, I'll have to tell you right now, I am missing it something bad, because there's a lot of stuff on the air to talk about right now. And I hated that I couldn't be here. Sometimes you just wish you could clone yourself and be two places at once, but that's not the way it is. And so I had to make a decision. However, there were lots of things that were going on that I felt I needed to bring to your attention, and I'm sure you know about them by now. But here we are. We have 2019, and there's a lot of stuff going on against you, against we the people. They're playing politics. So, again, we challenge you. CSE Talk Radio challenges all my listeners, all of you, to be the storm in 2019. We have a big week ahead of us. Tomorrow will be Daniel Turner. He'll be with us if he doesn't get another urgent call and have to go to a meeting that he's had to do the last couple of times. And Melody Cederstrom will be joining us on Wednesday. I did have CJ Hadley scheduled, and she's had to reschedule with me, so she won't be here Thursday. But the D.C. occupiers are still at their tricks. They work their politics against we the people. But that day is coming to an end, because we're not going to take it anymore, are we? We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to be the storm that blows back, the storm that lightnings, the storm that brings the rain to replenish the liberty. I can't... I don't care whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Libertarian or any other party. I'm not worried about the parties. They can fall as far as I'm concerned. I'm worried about we the people. I'm concerned for the truth and liberty. I'm concerned about the future generations of this nation. Will they be free? Will there be independence for them? At the rate Congress is legislating and spending, I'd say there's no way that's going to happen unless we put an end to it. The more the government gets involved in our lives, the less free we are. Now, one thing that set me off on Thursday and Friday, and I wasn't here to vent, was Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney, you know I've never been a fan of Mitt Romney. He's a big government guy. He's a globalist. He is not a team player. Never has been, never will be. And he's all about Mitt. And he was seizing an opportunity, and I think it kind of backfired on him. But I have an article here from Pat Buchanan that I think explains quite a bit of it. And I really have a lot of respect for Pat Buchanan. I don't always agree with him 100%, but he's got a little more experience than me, so I have to take a wait-and-see attitude. But Pat Buchanan wrote an article, and he says, Trump will face a primary challenger, and he believes one of them will be Mitt Romney. He said, if there is a more anti-Trump organ in the American establishment than the Washington Post, it does not readily come to my mind. Hence, in choosing to send his op-ed attack on President Donald Trump to the Post, Mitt Romney was collaborating with an adversary of his party and of his president. And he knew it. And the Post rewarded his collusion. I love that word, collusion. It gets thrown around a lot these days. Pat went on to say, the president has not risen to the mantle of his office. That's Romney quote. In quality of his characters, that's a Romney quote. Trump shortfall has been most glaring. Again, that's a Romney quote. Our leaders must inspire and unite us, not promote tribalism. That's a Romney quote from his article. We must defend the free press. Also a quote from the Romney article. All music to the Post ears. They loved every verb, every word of it. As senator, Romney promised, I will speak out against significant statements or actions that are divisive, racist, sexist, and anti-immigrant. Does that sound like a senator that's planning to back the president? I don't think so. Sounds like a litany of media slanders against President Donald Trump, some of which 7 years ago were lodged against a GOP presidential nominee whose name was Mitt Romney. Thursday, the Post said Romney in its special currency with a page one photo and the headline about having discovered a new voice of resistance. But Romney had not exactly pledged, I love this line, his life, fortune, and sacred honor to the headline about his discovered a new voice of resistance. He didn't pledge his sacred honor. We're going to start there when we come back. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Mitt Romney was accusing the president of being less than a gentleman. Well, he's got a nice suit, pretty expensive suit, and he talks purty. But he's a backstabber. He wanted President Donald Trump's endorsement so he could be senator. He's not sure who he's going to endorse in 2020. He hasn't decided yet. It depends on who all runs. Meaning, he's going to run. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to share this Pat Buchanan article with you, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm sharing with you an article by Pat Buchanan. You all know who Pat Buchanan is. He has been an advisor to three different presidents, two-time candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, and the nominee for the Reform Party in 2000. He was also a founding member of the McLaughlin Group, which began on NBC and CNN's Capital Gang and Crossfire. His latest book is The Greatest Comeback, How Richard Nixon Rose from Defeat to Create the New Majority. For more of his reports, you can go here. And he has his own website, and you can sign up free for his articles. And I remember he wrote a book back in the days of Derry Brownfield and his the Derry Brownfield show, and we had in Pat Buchanan on the air to sell his book, The Death of the West. And I thought I still had some of those around here, but I've only got the one, and I'm not giving it up because I have a little. Pat sent me a little note in it, and I'm not going to give it up because it meant an awful lot to me. But anyway, Pat goes on in this article about Mitt Romney. He said, but Romney had not exactly pledged his life, fortune, and sacred honor to dethrone the tyrant. Rather, he declared, I look forward to working on these priorities with Mitch McConnell. A day later, the New York Times, perhaps miffed it, had not been the beneficiary of Romney's dump on Trump, dumped all over him. Romney cools fiery tone after Trump allies assail him. He didn't have anybody in the Republican Party singing his praises, except maybe fake, and he's gone. But the Democrats loved him. CNN interview wrote that Times found Romney's repeatedly declining to escalate his attacks on the president and explaining that he would only speak out against Mr. Trump on issues of great significance. Do you notice the disrespect? They call him Mr. Trump instead of President Trump. Do you notice that? Does Romney not see presidential character as an issue of great significance? If you remember, that's what he was hitting. He was hitting on the president's character. His character. The Washington Times said Romney appeared to be auditioning for the role of Jeff Flake in the new Senate. Though the Romney screenplay seemed to fizzle after the early negative reviews, the episode is revelatory. Now, his niece is the head of the Republican Party. She wasn't really happy with Uncle Mitt. He's not being a team player. But Mitt never has been a team player. If you'll recall, Mitt has never been a team player. If you recall who he picked for vice president, it was another globalist rhino. I called him a rhino in training because he was fairly young then, and that was the good old Paul Ryan. Well, in this article, basically what Pat Buchanan is telling us is that these sharks think that President Donald Trump, he's had a rough end of the year there. You know, he announces he's going to pull out of Syria and everybody's mad about that. And he's got this government shutdown going on and everybody's in an uproar. Well, not everybody. We're not in an uproar over it. And then, of course, Maddox, Mad Dog, resigned. And that looked a little ugly. So they smell, they're like sharks. They smell blood in the water. So they want to go for the throat. They're going to go for the impeachment. That's what the Dems are going to do because they think it's right there. It's just right there, you know. The American people want it now. They're all mad at Trump, but they're not. They're not mad at the president. Not all of them. They're upset with Congress. And there's not too many people happy with Mitt Romney. I'm wondering, you know, there's some folks from Utah that weren't very happy about him, and that's who he's representing. They didn't send him to Washington to write an op-ed in the Washington Post to put the president down and insult the president. You know, what is the mantle of character that he's not reaching to because the president says things, tweets things? You know, he talks like you and I would. They were playing something last night. I was watching one of these news things and how he was talking about over the Christmas, he was alone in the White House. He said, except he sees these guys outside walking around with the machine guns, and he's talking about this just like you or I would talk about somebody out walking around outside, except we know that he knew that they were there to protect him. And he was talking about that. Just like you and I would visit over dinner or coffee or whatever. People like that realness. He's real. And then we have Elizabeth Warren, and they played this. She's trying to do this Instagram thing, and she's drinking a beer in front of everybody, trying to be real. But it was fake. And I think that's the one thing they don't like about President Donald Trump is that he just talks. You know, I do that. I talk off the cuff. I get myself in trouble. I put my foot in my mouth from time to time. But it's real. It's real. You mess up on live radio because it's live radio. President Donald Trump, I think he likes to play with the media. I think he likes to pull their strings, and it's so easy to get them all riled up, and I think he kind of enjoys that. You know what? I'm going to give it to him because I think they treat him so bad. So I'm going to give it to him. So Mitt Romney's talking about, I'm sorry, Pat Buchanan is talking about Mitt Romney here. He says, where those presidents split, well, he's talking about the China issue, and he's talking about the Afghanistan issue, so I won't get into all that. He's talking about North Korea, if things don't go well with North Korea. But things have happened right now that are going pretty good. But there's a lot of volatility. There's a lot of what ifs. And who knows what China's going to do? Who knows what Russia's going to do? Who knows what any of these guys are going to do? We got to think about America first. And that's what I think President Donald Trump is trying very hard to do. And that's what I think Congress is not trying to do. He's not trying. They are not trying to do what's best for this nation. Pelosi, now, I was looking for the article about her going on vacation, and I didn't really, when I tried to research this, I wasn't really trying to go back to Hawaii. And of course, she throws out some insults about Hawaii being this one of the states, so she didn't really leave the country. You know, well, you know, Pelosi, she's not the brightest bulb in the box. But she was accusing the president. Of course, maybe that's why you think President Barack Obama wasn't a U.S. citizen, because you don't recognize Hawaii. She's just going on and on because she's got a big mouth. And she's just going on and on about this. But what I really wanted to see was the article and the information about her when she came back. And her bill that she sent to the Senate and then immediately recessed. This was on Thursday, I believe. Immediately recessed the House until Tuesday, tomorrow. So I guess, you know, she must have been worn out from all that hulaing she was doing in Hawaii. Must have wore her out. Hips might have been a little sore or something, so she had to take a recess until Tuesday. You know, first of all, I don't know why the Democrat Party or the Republican Party elected her Speaker of the House. Do they not realize that that puts her in line for president? And she's talking about impeaching the president. Of course, then we have president. Then we would have President Pence. Somebody was saying last night, if they don't like President Donald Trump's nominees for the Supreme Court, are they going to like President Pence's any better? You know, they talked about all the old white men. And what I'm looking at now running the Congress is these old ladies. We got Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Maxine Waters. Both of them. All three of them. Both of them. All three of them are much older than I am, and I'm no spring chicken. But I'll tell you what. They're out for blood. Not for liberty. You know that, right? So when we come back, I'm going to give you the phone numbers of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And I want you to do your diligence and be the storm. All week long, I want you to be the storm. Can you do that? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I want to talk about women's rights a little bit. You know, they've postponed. They've postponed the Women's March, because it's got too many white women. 877-895-5410, and we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-5000.
5732166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, as I promised, I'm going to give you these phone numbers. And I want you to keep these. This is Nancy Pelosi's phone number. 202-225-4965. Let me repeat that. 202-225-4965. Now, they are telling you, and they have been talking about you on Fox and all these other places, about the forgotten men and women. You are the deplorables. You're the ones who live and rule America. You're the ones who don't know nothing. You ain't got enough teeth. They don't know who we are, do they? They might be right. I never did get my wisdom teeth. I might not have enough teeth. I never did get any wisdom teeth. Schumer. Good old crying Chuck. His phone number is 202-224-7433. Let me repeat it. 202-224-7433. Call them. Tell them it isn't Trump's wall. It's the wall for we the people. We the people elected you, not the illegal aliens. The wall belongs to the people. Tell them that. Okay? So let's go to Joe in Arkansas, and then we're going to talk about the women later on. Joe, how are you doing today? Happy Monday.
Oh, I'm enjoying this real nice weather.
It's beautiful here. We got like 60 degrees. I didn't even wear a coat today to work.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, I have figured out how to break the logjam. I have figured out how to end the stalemate. I have figured out how President Trump can get the Democrats to give him the money for the wall.
Very simple.
What he has to do is he has to go to them and say, listen, when you guys get all the power and you want to impose communism on the country, you can use the wall to keep Americans in. Don't you think they'll go for that?
Yeah, otherwise you're not going to get any money out of us, are they? Well, there's a lot to be said for that, Joe. Pretty wise.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what the communists do when they take over a country. They want to keep the people in, you know, the Berlin Wall and all that kind of stuff. And nobody's allowed to escape from North Korea and all that same sort of thing.
All right. Got something going there, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I wanted to talk about the Women's March. Now, you know, I'm going to be working on a book. I know I keep saying that, but this year is going to be the year. We're going to get this book written. And it's going to be, the title of it is going to be I Have a Pink Hat Too. I know it's kind of old now. I should have done it last year. You know, I've been a one-man band for a long time. I've got a friend in here helping now. He's retired, and I know he's got lots of other stuff to do, but he's giving me his time here, and he's helping me out with some of the techie stuff so I can do some other things. But we haven't quite got it all coordinated yet, but I am going to write this book, and it's going to be an encouragement to women. Feminists, beware. It's going to be an encouragement to women. So the Women's March has been postponed, but some of them are going to continue it. And this is, too white. They said there was too many white women in the Women's March. And so they were going to postpone it until they can get some other women that weren't so white signed up, I guess. These women, I don't know how to put it, they're not dealing with a full deck. I really don't think they're dealing with a full deck. They keep screaming about women's rights, but everything they do seems to take more rights away from women. The liberals could care less about women's rights. You need to understand that. They could care less about men's rights. In fact, they don't like men at all, especially if they're white and they're old. They don't put a value on life in general. But they love their warm fuzzies. Yes, they do. They love their warm fuzzies. Well, this says that last week the Eureka Women's March organizers announced they were canceling the event due to it being overwhelmingly white. The community was divided. Many, including the president of the Eureka chapter of the NAACP, were pleased with it was being postponed. Others were angry. Some were happy, some were angry. Well, that's kind of par for the course when you have a committee. As of Saturday, the Lost Coast Outpost reported the Women's March is rescheduled for January 19th. It was reinstated by Linda Atkins, a former Eureka City Council member, and several other organizers. I did that because everyone around me was so disappointed that the march was canceled. Well, now they kept saying it's not canceled, it was postponed until they could get some less white people signed up on it. Organizers for the previous version of the Women's March had attempted to say that the march was canceled due to the organizers being overwhelmingly white. Maybe it wasn't the marchers, it was the organizers. The statement was misinterpreted to mean the march's participants were overwhelmingly white. Well, that's what they said. According to the Census Bureau data, Humboldt County is about 74% non-Hispanic white. I guess maybe they need to go somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know what to tell them. But as I was looking at this article, you know, you go to these articles, you go to these news places, and other news pops up. And a related article, read this, another related article, read this. And it is, here it is, and this one's the one that set me off this morning. More news, go to this site. And here's the headline. New San Jose billboard calls egg eaters bad feminists. And guess what? It ruffled feathers. I thought, now that's interesting. I want to read about that. Now this is coming from PETA. Now PETA, you know, the deplorables like to say that's people eating tasty animals. But, you know, PETA doesn't really like that. They don't like that analogy. But their logic is anything but logical. Now, these people are screaming about eating eggs because that comes from a female chicken, you know, not the male chicken. It comes from the female chicken. And it's an abuse of a female. She may not be human, but she's female. And it's an abuse of this female in using her reproductive organs. These are the same people, the very same people that believe it's women's rights to kill, to abort a human fetus. You know, that fetus came from a human egg. They know that, right? There is no logic in their crazy lifestyle. I'm okay if they want to be vegans. I don't care if they want to be vegans. That's fine with me. But don't push something like this and degrade all women or all people, all mankind, because they eat an egg. If you don't want to eat an egg, don't eat an egg. But it's not an abuse to females, to human females. Yeah, I was watching an old movie last night. There's an old gentleman on there. He happened to be Mexican. He was a cook. It was, what was the name of that show? Oh, you'll get it here in a minute because I'm sure you've all seen it 100 times. So, anyway, he wouldn't ride an animal because we're animals. And that's just abusive to ride an animal. It's insulting. So he wouldn't ride an animal, he would walk, but he would pack the animal. It was a pack mule, he'd pack the animal, and he had stuff carrying, it was carrying stuff, but I guess we carry stuff too, so that's okay. But it was, it made me think of, this made me think of that statement last night. And it's okay if that's the way he feels about it, but you can't force that on everyone. You can't force your beliefs on everyone. Can you? 877-895-5410. You know what, I like eggs. I'm going to eat them. And we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. This is just an example of the ignorance, as Derry would say, ignorance gone to seed. It's an example of the ludicrousy. It's the example of the lack of caring about people. But this, I like this writer, although I think they're way too sympathetic to this cause, but I like this writer. He says, people are clucking about a new billboard off Highway 101 in San Jose that claims feminists and egg consumption are incompatible. The message isn't sitting well with the vegans or the feminists or the vegan feminists. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are behind the new sign, which went up last week at 1221 Oakland Road near the Burger King and Carl's Jr. It says it's featuring a blonde woman. Her face is an egg, so she has no eyes, no mouth, no nose. And the billboard reads, face it, you can't claim to be a feminist and still eat eggs. Eggs and dairy are a product of the abuse of females. It's the abuse of females. Granted, they're animals, but it's still a female. And it's an abuse of them. And therefore, you cannot call yourself a feminist and drink milk. I guess that would mean or eat cheese or eggs. Now, I have friends that are not meat eaters. They're vegans. That's fine with me if they want to be that way. I don't care. And they seem happy and healthy, and that's all good. That's all good. It's just not my thing. Well, there were some more articles, and I'm just going to read you the headlines because this is what is going on in this nation. Do you understand all the things? $22 trillion in debt, the loss of liberty, the lying media, Congress being the biggest threat on your liberties, all this that's going on in this nation, a lack of God, and these These are the headlines. Naked celebrities fondle dead fish to save them. I didn't read that article. Here's one. Whole Foods store gets a restraining order against vegan activists. So, the vegan activists, they are apparently harassing people at this Whole Foods store. And here's one. How many of you remember Shirley Temple? Animal crackers in my soup. Well, here we go. With a push from PETA, the animal crackers bust out of their cages. They're no longer in the cage, in the box. They had to take the cage away. I guess you could still eat the animal cracker. You can still bite the head off a lion or whatever, you know. You can still do that. But at least they're not in a cage. Because that's important, that they're not shown as being in a cage or in a traveling zoo train. You can't do that. That's what they were. They were trains. It was kind of a cage, but it was a train. So a new video here with the PETA released alongside this billboard that we were talking about claims that consuming eggs and dairy products exploit females' reproductive systems. And they claim that animal food production is the same as rape. Yeah. Yeah. Some people have way too much time on their hands. That's all I'm saying. Way too much time on their hands. So while we have lots of important things going on, PETA's worried about feminists, eggs, consumption, milk. I would like to know why a feminist would think that that is wrong, but it's okay to abort a human life for convenience. This is for food, for survival. Now, they claim you can survive without that, and that may be very true. I'm sure it is. I know some that have and do and are happy and healthy. I also know some that are living on the other side that are happy and healthy. I also know some that are the vegans that are not so healthy. Sometimes I think it's just the genes we're given when we're born. But why would you think that this is an insult to feminine reproduction, but to kill an unborn child, let's say it's a girl child, that's not wrong. That's just a right of the female. The more they fight for women's rights, the less they have. Have you noticed that? The more they fight for this equality, which we're all equal. We're all equal. We're not the same, though, but we're all equal. The more they fight for that, the more they lose. So we have, and I've mentioned this before, and it's just something that's on my mind because it is just so obvious to me, and I don't know why it's not obvious to these feminists. These women, these Pelosi's, these screaming about women's rights, Hirono from Hawaii, that's probably, they were probably hulu-ing together while they were there, Pelosi and Hirono doing a little hula together. So, men who want to dress up like women, take female hormones, can now join the female sports. And they're whooping them. They're whooping the females. You know why? Because males are not built like females. There might be a few that are a little more on that side, and there might be some women that are a little bit more masculine. I'm not one of them. I would lose at an arm wrestling contest every time. I run like a girl. I can run pretty fast, but I used to. I don't run anymore. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. I'd rather jump up and down. I was a cheerleader than to run. We're different. We're equal, but we're different. So, women have lost their women's sports because they're letting men join the sports. forcing it because you have to, because you're equal. Yeah, no, they're not in that way, not in that respect. Ignorance gone to seed. Logic for the liberals is anything but logical. And the more they try to gain equality, the less they have of human rights. Because they squander them. They squander them. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you wrote those phone numbers down. I'm going to put them on Facebook today. I think I said that last week, and I didn't get it done. I was busy trying to get out of here and get on the road. But I will do that today. And I want you to be the storm that brings America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.